All right, laryngitis and all, let's go to the Caradeal Newsline, visit with reporter Aaron Rial, who's joining us right now. And, you know, if you've been screaming a lot about taxes, that's probably why most people are have laryngitis this morning. But you found out and been looking at tax scams and ghost preparers as the April 15th deadline approaches. What'd you find out in this?
Yeah, this is pretty scary. So ghost preparers, that's basically someone who's going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to contact you via email, text, call. That should be your first sign that something is not above board. Generally, the big old guard, the TurboTax, the H&R Block, they are not pummeling your inbox with solicitous, use us, we're going to save you money on your refund. No. But if someone does and you see that they prepared your tax return, but they failed to sign the document on the page that says paid preparer section, if that is missing or it says self-prepared, you've just spotted a scam. Because what they're doing is, if you are a true accountant and tax return specialist, you will have a number that is issued to you by the IRS. You got all these certifications to do this very thing. You'll happily put it in. But a fraudster is using the information that they've been given from you, whether it's your social security number, all your financial information. They're going to either file a fraudulent tax return and get your return, or they're going to open a credit card. They're going to get a loan in your name. They have all your information. They might even sell it. All of that is possible.
Wow. How do they get, you know, enough information to infiltrate you, to make you think, to trick you into thinking that they're trustworthy?
It's a good question, but the short answer is, you're not, if anyone's out there listening, you're not like some feeble punk if you were caught by one of these. They're very savvy. They create urgency. They create fear. And with that, when you're kind of operating from this place of, you know, your back's against the wall, and also with April 15th, less than 2 weeks away, many people feel like that.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, someone's here to help me. Yes, I'll do it right away. And that's what they go on. They are so savvy. And in the era of deep fakes, we're seeing this more and more. They can get you, and it's not as hard as you think. They still focus on older generations because they aren't internet native. They didn't have the internet their entire lives, so they're still catching up. But even younger people are falling prey to this now. That happens a lot through romance scams and other ways. But the idea that, you know, oh, how could this happen? It's no one's fault. It happens. But if it does happen, report it to the IRS and know that the best offense is a good defense. Mm-hmm. So if you are aware of how they're coming for you, you have a better chance of defending yourself.
I would think that this would be like the ultimate scam. I mean, because you got the Social Security number and all of your financial stuff.
Yes, exactly.
It's unbelievable.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's genuinely terrible if this happens.
Now, speaking of terrible, oil prices are now at a 5-month high. What'd you find out there?
Yeah, not great either. Oil prices, record high, sky high. We are seeing that across the country, the national average is around $3.54 per gallon. Brent futures, those are up to $88 a barrel. They were trading between $75 and $85 in the fall, and basically up until now, from the fall till now. Then you have West Texas Intermediary, that's up almost a dollar a barrel to 84 cents in U.S. crude. That touched a 5-month high at $85 a barrel. Long story short, what analysts and experts have been saying for months now is that if things start to really, really spread beyond just Hamas and Israel and the Palestinian region for fighting in the Middle East, that this would be it. Well, just on Monday, what we saw was that OPEC member Iran blamed Israel for this deadly airstrike. It was at a consulate in Damascus, in the capital of Syria, and 7 Iranian officers were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Tehran has pledged revenge. This is one of those things, you know, you don't spook often as a journalist. You've seen it all. You've heard it all. I'm like, oh, this could go really pear-shaped really quickly. This is something to be on the watch for.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Israel and Iran. Wow, that definitely would be dangerous. Reporter Aaron Rial, always great catching up with you, even though you can barely understand me because my voice is all jacked up. But anyway, have a wonderful day
today. You sound good.
Thank you. And we'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Take care.